You're listening to the audio production of Here Now, Unearthing Peace and Presence in an Overcoming World by Kate Merrick, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jill Blackwood, forward read by Sandra D. Robinson.
Forward. I'll never forget the day I met Kate. We were both at a conference. When I spotted her name on the speaker lineup, it rang a bell. Because multiple people had said to me over the past few months, Jamie, you have to get Kate Merrick on your podcast. They told me that not only was she awesome, but that her story was incredible. She loved God a whole lot, and we'd become fast friends. They were right about all of those things. We finally got our moment to talk at a restaurant after the conference. We squeezed into a booth and entered into one of the most intimate and special conversations I have ever had the privilege to be a part of. I didn't know it was going to be so special, or I definitely would have approached her sooner. Maybe backstage where it wasn't so loud, or at a coffee shop where we could have lingered for hours over lattes, but that's not what God had planned. In those precious moments, Kate invited me into the pain of losing her daughter to cancer a few years earlier. It's an invitation that I could tell wasn't just thrown around. I listened to every word that poured from her lips. I wept with her and for her. I hugged her when all of my words failed me. And that's all I will tell you of our conversation, because when something feels so sacred and special, you hold it tight, close to your heart. Kate taught me something that night, and throughout our friendship she continues to teach me. Life is short, and we get to choose how we face it. Did you hear that correctly? Not that life is short and we get to choose how it goes, but that life is short and we get to choose how we face it. We are in control of our emotions, our attitudes, and our diligence towards life, even when our circumstances seem out of control. Side note, our circumstances are always out of our control. One of the things that struck me the most about Kate is how she removed herself from an online world while cancer was taking her daughter's life and her family was begging God to make it stop. And she entered into her real world with all of her might. Her real world where she was asking God to heal her daughter's body and not take her home just yet. Pleading with God to remove the sickness and create healthy cells. That night, squeezed together in our booth, Kate told me that it was then that she decided to quit showcasing her life for everyone to see and start living her life for God, her family, and herself. If you are anything like me, that makes you stop and think about your own life. How are you and I living our lives? Are we moving so quickly from one thing to the next that we're missing the beautiful, sacred, and special moments? Are we more concerned with getting the perfect filter on a picture to show the world our special moments than we are about putting our phones down and actually living those moments? If we are honest, I would bet that more often than not, we're missing the moments. We're living for the camera, for the likes, for the next big event. What my friend Kate has done for me as a friend and what she can do for you through this book is draw me in and remind me that I do get to pick how I face my life. You do too. You get to pick how you show up in circumstances and moments in your everyday world. Kate's decision years ago to be present with the people who were right in front of her over being present with the people through a screen and social media has altered her intentionality in all of her relationships. Her diligence towards life shines through in this book, and my hope for you, dear friend, as you listen to this, is that you will take a look at your own life through a new lens. A lens of hope and intentionality. A lens of contentment and joy. You don't have to walk through cancer for this new outlook on life. You just need to change the way that you view your world right now. Your current circumstances do hold something beautiful. You just might need a new lens. When you and I do this, what we will see is the beauty of God all around us, no matter what life is throwing at us at the moment. Slow down. Take in your life. Find the beauty and see God moving all around you. It's worth it. Jamie Ivey, best-selling author of If You Only Knew, host of the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey podcast, and fan of Kate Merrick.
Chapter 1, A Collection of Moments. Sample complete. Ready to continue?